This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, I'm Glenn Davis. Hope the holidays are going great for you. We have assembled some of your favorite interviews from throughout 2017, so listen and enjoy. A moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. Bilingual, whether you're getting a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, or 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Call 713-322-HURT or go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law, the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters. Hey, a moment here for The Flat in the Montrose area. It is a great home of the best local, national, international DJs, lending to a wonderful vibe. Combine that with the best frozen mojito in Houston, and you've got the perfect setup. Check out The Flat. Check it out online at flathouston.com. Get over there and see my good friend DJ Sun spinning himself. It's theflathouston.com, The Flat in the Montrose area. It is the home of the best frozen mojito in Houston. Matt Jordan's making his way in here, and he's probably a pretty happy guy after hearing those La Pantarita goals that he's been re-signed. So welcome in, Matt, and we appreciate you coming in studio here tonight. How are you?
Glenn, how are you?
We went a little. You know, dead air on radio is not a good thing usually, but we had a little bit there. So welcome in, and let's start it off by just saying congratulations on a great year. You guys have really turned things around. You made it a very interesting, exciting year. It was a playoff year all the way to the Western Conference. So congratulations to you, the coaching staff, and everybody at the organization.
Well, you know, Glenn, first, thank you very much for having me on tonight. And it's exciting not only for the club and the team, but for the city and, you know, for all of our fans and the soccer enthusiasts in town. So it was fun. It was a good time, and you know, it was a lot of ups and downs like every season has, but it was a good time.
How much pressure was on you to get the Elise deal done? Because I'm sitting here thinking after this year, you know, if you're a fan out there, the number one priority in your mind is that kid, that goal celebration, that excitement he brings. And I have to think there's pressure on you guys as an organization. Take us into that deal.
Yeah, no, listen, there's a lot of pressure to get it done. You know, I was in Monterey, you know, for the better part of 3 days, about 10 days ago. And it, you know, it's just, these deals take time. You know, we've been working on it for quite some time since probably, about July. But at the end of the day, you know, when you have these loan to buy situations, the club that owns the player's pass, they have the luxury to wait, you know, so I'll be totally honest with you. I got a huge lump in my throat when he scored against Mexico, and I was like, everyone around the city, and you know, there, you saw on social media, everyone was getting so happy. And for me, with the position I hold, it was like, oh boy, here we go. You know, and that's really where this thing took a turn and got complicated.
Well, La Pantarita is back. He's a Houston Dynamo player now. So I get on the plane in Philadelphia after watching Stanford win the national championship. I got the Tigres-Rayados game on, and as I'm watching this flying back to Houston, I'm going, you know, Monterrey plays a very direct style of soccer. It's very different to most Mexican League teams. And I'm going, yeah, I can see Albert Elise a target in this team.
Yes.
Whether coming off the bench, whether being a starter on occasions. And I'm going, man, are they going to be willing to let him go? Can you just tell us, once you agree to that final number, right, that final number that says Houston can buy him, is that a number that can't change? And is that a number that at any time you said you'll meet that number, he becomes a Dynamo player? How does that work?
You know, a lot of it
is that negotiable.
Listen,
I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, everything's negotiable. You know, that's for sure. But you know, the thing that's important, and a lot of these loan to buy situations, you know, you know, sometimes they're like in trigger based on performance, you know. So maybe this particular deal wasn't quite like this, but some deals are like this where, hey, you know, the player scores in 10 goals and, you know, starts 24 games and the option price is this, as opposed to if he doesn't hit those triggers, you know. So there's, and then it also gets into, you know, what percentage of the pass the club owns. You know, how many agents are involved? You know, I mean, usually that's with a lot of these situations, that's what's the challenge. You know, is that there's
Call
a lot
ownership.
Of, yeah, there's a lot of layers to work through. You know, there's just a lot of layers. You know, sometimes with an agency group, there's a few different people involved. I mean, so it just there's always more of the story. That's what you never in those situations, you never feel it's like done. Truly, truly done. Even if it's like verbally agreed on or agreed upon through email, you never believe it's like truly done till you see the paperwork signed. Yeah, I mean that's just the reality of it.
So as you're watching Rayados get to the Mexican League finals, and we were talking earlier about how wonderful this whole Tigres Monterrey thing was, and how exciting it was. Albert is scoring goals for the Dynamo. Albert is scoring goals internationally. He's got the team on the brink of getting to a World Cup. How much up and down emotionally was there? And I mean, I know you're sitting there going, look, the Dynamo fans are going to want this guy back. If he doesn't come back, it's going to be pretty interesting because you're buying him as a statement.
Yes.
You're buying and acquiring him as a statement.
Yes.
It's one that's got to be built on, but it's a big statement.
Yes.
Conversely, if he doesn't come back, it's a big statement. You guys know that. That's the
well,
pressure
the other
of that
thing,
kid.
You know, the other element too is, you know, on the world market, you have to say, okay, we don't bring him back. You know, what's the market look like for a 21-year-old to replace him? You know, to replace that offensive output and the qualities he has. We've been trying to work out a deal with them since July. The reality of it is that they have the luxury to sit back with a cigar and just wait and see how he's doing. He's scoring, you know, and this and that. And then, like I told you, you know, when he scored against Mexico, I was like, oh, this is, oh, man.
But was this a predetermined number that you guys met, or did that number go up with his performance at the end of the year? How does that work?
You know, it was, I can't get into those details. Right. I can't get into those details, but all I can say is that it took a lot more time, you know, than we would have liked for it to have taken. Yeah. And to the point where I had to go down to Monterrey and try to get this thing over the line about a week and a half ago.
All right. So I look at him now, and Wilmer Cabrera is going to be on later, and we're going to ask him the same question. Without international football, without all that traveling, I look at Elise and I go, it's a 15, 20-goal scorer. I mean, we have to consider what him and these guys went through as far as travel.
Yes.
These guys were in Australia. If this guy's stable and in Houston more and, you know, not pushing his body to the limits, this guy can bust Kubo Torres' 14-goal record
well,
this year.
I think that's what was great about our team this year is that, in my opinion, we have four players that can put up 15 goals or
no,
more.
No, I get that. I'm just saying him.
Yeah, no, listen, I think the key with Albert, too, is that, you know, what you see a lot is, you know, the pace that he brings from the wide areas to take players on, but we have that on the other side as well. And so at the end of the day, our opposing teams, they have to make a decision. You know, and a lot of times what you'll see, like you see a lot with Chicago, right? You see, you know, teams when they play against Chicago, they overplay a calm, you know, and they can shift a little bit more and leave the far side. But with us, with that, with Rommel and Albert and Wenger and some of our other pieces, you know, and even Moro when he gets out there at times, you know, they have to be honest and they have to respect
you. They got to be honored.
Yes.
Just when they walk on the field.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I love that about this team. And, you know, we haven't had that in this team for many, many years. We haven't had this type of team speed either. I mean, and athleticism. It's crazy. Do you think fans realize how good he is in the air? La Panterita?
No, that I think that is
he's
that
unbelievable
is
in
no,
the air.
I mean, and that's something that is that's, I think, what we believe, you know, gives him the quality to even take it to a notch higher. Because right. again, and the other thing you don't see, you see, I mean, we watch players all the time. He's very good in the air, but he's very good at putting the ball, getting up and elevating for the ball, but putting it down on the down low, you know, and that's a very rare trait to find. And he, you know, that's something that really stands out about him.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in studio here. Big news about Albert Elise re-signed for the Houston Dynamo. We're going to get into some of the other pieces and things that are going on with the Dynamo. But, yeah, I mean, we've seen many a good dribbler and guy with pace that couldn't head a ball for beans.
Yes.
That's just, to me, him coming in from a wide area to be a center forward when the ball's on the opposite side of the field and how many he got offset pieces, pretty spectacular. And I'm just kind of sitting here going, wow, next year with him around more, not having to travel, no Honduras in the World Cup, no problems with that. Man, things could be pretty amazing.
Well, and I think what is, I mean, he and our other attacking pieces, they're very hungry to score goals. Like they're very, very hungry to score goals, and they have a strong desire, you know, in the attack to put defenders on their heels. And I think that really stands out. And you know, the one thing I'll say as well, Glenn, is that I think our strategic plan and also our head coach is a perfect fit for the young, talented pieces that are only getting better. And that's the one thing I really like about Wilmer and our coaching staff is there's a real passion to teach the game. And I've worked with a lot of coaches. And there's a lot of coaches, they just want everything turnkey ready, you know, boom, from day one. And
yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, you know. But again, if you look, and I think that's been vital for us as we've rebuilt the team, is that we have players that are continuing to grow, and they have a lot ahead of them, and they're not on their way down.
And even the college players have to be taught. I mean, yes. A lot of players in this league have to be taught when they enter it.
And the other thing I'll say is not a lot of professional coaches value the teaching aspect of the professional game.
He's Matt Jordan joining us in studio. So Josh Sargent came out and had a pretty interesting quote talking about MLS being an option to him, but that he didn't notice, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, he didn't notice that the young American players were getting a chance. Thus, he's off to Germany. He's a very, very talented player, as you know. But he saw Pulisic and he saw Weston McKennie over there playing in the first team in the Bundesliga. What are your thoughts on that? Do we need to, you know, we got a boatload of nice under 17s with the U.S. national team. We have a boatload of nice under 20s, but they're not getting minutes. And the next 2 years are going to be vital for these kids. How do we incentivize coaches, you think, in this league to start playing these younger players? Because if not, we're going to miss the boat on some of these kids.
Yeah. No, I think it's tough. It's tough because there's so much pressure to win. And that's, you know, that's obvious. It's professional sports. I think, to be honest with you, Glenn, it starts at the ownership level. It starts at the ownership level when you have ownership that's ready to say, look, we're behind you. We understand that you're gonna give young guys a chance. And I think that's what's been missing with our club, you know, over the last, you know, probably before my time a little bit, and even the first couple of years I was here. Right. But I think, and I'm really pleased that if you look, and you saw it this year, I mean, there's what, 35 different lineups this year. And, you know, Wilmer's not afraid to give guys a chance. And you saw it with Remick. You saw it with Memo. You saw it with this guy. You saw it with that guy, you know. And that is really important. And so to some extent, I believe and I agree that we got to give our young guys more of a chance. The one thing that me personally that I struggle with is mandating minutes, you know. And that's something that, you know, a lot of leagues around the world, you know, do. It's really tough because you're like me. We're probably a little bit old school. Is, you know, at the end of the day, when you made a name for yourself as a player, you had to earn everything. Nothing was given to you, you know. And I know that. I know your history and your career. Same for me as well. And so it's a delicate balance because you want these kids to earn it, but you have to have an environment and really ownership, the president, the general manager and the head coach down that's willing to give them a chance, you know? And so I think it's something we have to really look at. I really do.
Yeah. And I agree with you. And if there was a rule put in place that said X amount of guys have to get minutes, those kids could even become comfortable knowing that as the younger player, they're going to get those minutes. So yes. It could work.
Well,
it could work in reverse.
The other thing too. So let's just say, you know, you're sitting at, you know, each week, and you're getting to the last quarter of the season, right? And you're like, okay, well, you know, we got to get this young guy another 800 minutes, you know, and we're not going to get, you know, this amount of whatever allocation money, or we're going to be fined or this or that. And then all of a sudden it's not happening organically. you know, and the player is not, you know, earning it to some extent. And I think also what it does, it kind of puts the coach's back against the wall. And then it can create a little bit of an animosity, I think, within the group, because the vets are like, listen, what's going on here? You know, all of a sudden I'm on the bench because this kid has to play.
It's contrived.
Exactly. And so that's where me personally, I'm on all these committees. I'm on every one of these committees at the league level. I personally struggle with it, but I do believe that, you know, we have to have our coaches have to give the young guys more of a chance, you know, and that's something that I'm really look. I mean, just think, you look at Moro, Minotas, you know what I mean? I mean, there's another example. I mean, it takes time, you know, it takes time. And you know, no one, when Moro Minotas came to Houston Dynamo, no one in the city knew who Moro Minotas was. You know, the kids, you know, become a difference maker. You know, you look at Tomas Martinez has that same trajectory and that same path. Romel Kyoto, you know, is a little more established. You look at Albert.
Still young, though, 25.
Yeah, I mean, Juan David Cabezas, the same thing.
Hold that thought because we need to hit a break here. Hold that thought. Okay. We're up on a hard break here. As we go to break here, a quick word here for the Kings Court. It's down in Edo. It's right near the stadium at 903 Hutchins on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. 13 TVs, Premier League matches, Dynamo matches, La Liga, Champions League, you name it, they have it. It's the home of El Batallón, the Dynamo supporters group. 24 taps. Get over to Kings Court. Say hello to Jay, kingscourttx.com. Bud Light reminds you nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. And Bud Light knows that moments spent with friends are the ones that are going to really matter over the holidays. So make tonight tomorrow's story with Bud Light. You're not just drinking beer, you're building friendships. Take a Bud Light break right now. Are there any cold Bud Lights around here, Jose?
I can go find some.
All right, we'll take a break. Bud Light break. More with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan coming up.
Don't play for us. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
You going to bring me a pillow so I can go lay down here and go to sleep with this music? What we got here?
I play some Oasis for Trey.
Oh, this is for Trey?
This is favorite band.
Okay. Better than the Beatles, right?
According to
Oasis,
Trey.
Yeah, better than the Beatles. They are Manchester City fans, though. So see your thinking back there, Jose. I love it. 713-780-3776. Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager, in studio here. I just need to do a quick read as we come back. We do have coming up from the Flat Houston in DJ Sun, his music pick tonight. We have the Carlsberg Team of the Week as well. So we have those coming up for you. And, of course, we do remind you that Azure Salon is in the heart of River Oaks. This is the time of year you need to be looking good for Christmas. It's A-Z-U-R, Azure Salon, azuresalon.com. Get over there. Tristan is excellent. She does gives me a haircut, makes me at least presentable. She doesn't have a lot to work with, but she does make me presentable for television. Get over to Azure Salon. Ladies, they've got you covered with color, cuts, extensions. Also coming up this weekend, Car Culture. 9 o'clock, there's a Texas Children's Hospital tie-in. Over at West Ave, Gables West Ave, 9 to 11 in the morning, you will see some of the most unbelievable cars, Lamborghinis, you name it, they're there, Maseratis, Ferraris. It's ridiculous. There's a DJ over there. I'm going to be over there 9 to 11 on Saturday morning, and then 5 o'clock it's kicking for Houston for Hurricane Harvey Relief, which is in combination with Dynamo Charities. That'll be down at BBVA Compass Stadium, all kinds of Brian Ching, Stuart Holden, Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, some celebrities down there as well. So 5 o'clock. Let's get back to Matt Jordan. All right. So was it tough losing Alex? team MVP last year. Was that a tough one?
Yes. Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. You know, we've been in discussions with Alex for quite some time. Offered him, you know, a very, very good contract. With significant significant pay increases. And it look, it just gets tough, Glenn, because, you know, in Asia, you know, you're looking at all of a sudden, you know, this is DP money. And, you know, and we really made a big push at that. And I mean, look, Alex is a great kid. I mean, honestly, and he even, you know, he's been very, very, you know, appreciative of everything. And, you know, but it's just, you know, we pushed and we pushed as hard as we could. And so it was disappointing to lose him.
Why the drop off this year? I mean, I thought after July, he kind of nosedived a bit. He didn't make as many plays. He didn't create as, you know, his numbers didn't obviously match up. Not that that's everything. He just seemed to have lost a little bit of the fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I mean, listen, Alex is a guy. He always gives his best. And he always, you know, he's a true competitor. You know, I'd say, you know, we probably hit a little bit of a dip at that time of the year as well. So I can't just say it's just, you know, it was from a team aspect. Right. And so I got to be fair, you know, with that. But Alex is a competitor. I mean, look, we have his rights in Major League Soccer. So, you know, if he ever is to come back to the league, you know, I mean, we have his rights and we retained his rights through this process, which was important to us as well.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. So let's quickly look at some of the guys that are listed right now as departing, but I know you're renegotiating with a lot of these players. So if you're out there and a Dynamo fan, you see departing, doesn't necessarily mean the player's leaving. So we do know Alex is left. Anibaba, Beasley, Ricardo Clark. I'm picking out some of the bigger names here. De La Garza. How about those guys? Are they all coming back? Remick.
Each situation is unique and different. There's a lot of ongoing discussions going on with the group of players that you just mentioned. Some of them are free agents as well. And so, you know, and that was something I never had the luxury of having in this league, is being able to explore free agency. And a few of those players, are also exploring free agency, and let, you know, that's a process too that you have to respect. I mean, you know, I look at a guy like Eric, who we just signed today. Eric's a guy that, you know, there's a lot of teams after him. And so we were really pleased that through free agency, you know, he chose to be back here with us and be a part of what we're working towards.
Arturo Alvarez, do you see him as a starter, spot duty, off the bench, a la Vicente Sanchez?
Yeah, look, I'd say all of the above. You know, I mean, Vicente really was a really positive addition this year. I mean, and Vicente is another example. You know, Vicente, I think, you know, is right now, I think he's taking his time to decide if he wants to keep playing or not.
Do you guys want him back?
Listen, he really asked right now that he wants to take the time, you know, to consider if he's going to retire. But I will say, you know, that bringing a guy like Arturo, he has quality. He creates chances. He's very good in possession. He's a great person as well, which is important to us. And again, it's another one of those players that brings balance in the locker room, you know, and so we're really happy to have him. We've been trying to get him for a couple of years. You know, it's just, there was never the right time.
And he's excited to be back.
Yeah. And so we're really pleased to have him.
How about, last four MLS Cup champions, they're big money teams.
Yeah.
We know the big money is taking over in this league. There is separation. How challenging is it going to be to keep up with the Joneses now? Because it's ridiculous money that's being spent. You're going to have the opportunity to use another $2.8 million of targeted allocation money. And those teams we know are going to take it all.
Yes. The Nagbe trade, I mean, basically that was like
–
I mean, that you saw that the Nagbe trade happened right as the discretionary TAM got approved. So really what they're saying is, okay, Yamil Assad, for example, you know, is a player we liked. He did very well. We'd like to buy him. Let's just say, for example, they could have bought him for $2.5 million. That was the purchase price on him. You know, they're saying, okay, hey, we can't come to an agreement. So we can spend $1.6 to get Nagbe because we know we have all that discretionary TAM. And so in their eyes, they're saving money. So it's going to be challenging, but I do believe that, you know, we have a clear plan. We've implemented that plan. And I think that's really important, you know, that we continue to stay strong with the path we're going on. And, you know, we're confident in the work we're doing. You know, Albert's purchase, I mean, it, like you said, it sends a strong message. And that was important for us to do.
But is that going to be, in other words, have you had the discussion with
Gabriel Brenner and the ownership group about how much of that TAM you guys expect to get out of the potential that's there out of 2.8? Have you had that discussion? And is Albert Elise the last sort of big signing? Is everything else just kind of trying to find the right pieces, or could there be another big signing?
We're always looking to improve. I mean, that's the key for us. We have our three TAM players right now are Mauro Minotas, Juan David Cabezas, and Romel Kyoto, and they're perfect. They're perfect TAM guys. I want to say we have the lowest average age of our TAM players in MLS at 24 years old. I know we have the youngest average age of our designated players at 22 years old. And so that's all part of the plan. And yeah, those discussions, they are happening.
So do you at this moment know how much of that TAM you're going to be able to play with? I mean, I would have to think yes, because you're putting the team together.
Yeah, I mean, look, those are ongoing discussions. Those are ongoing. And a lot of it comes to, okay, what's this player, the opportunity cost to add him? Those are discussions that we need to get approval on. But I do know that ownership is open to continue and to help strengthen this team, which we just saw with the purchase of Albert and with Juan as well.
So we could see another big signing.
We're working. We're always working. I'm not going to rule it out. I'm not going to rule it out. That's for sure.
Good. Matt, listen, thank you so much for coming in. I wish you and your family great holidays. We appreciate you coming into studio as well, because it's easier to pick up a phone. It makes it a better interview. It makes it more interesting and exciting for me. It's always good to catch up. And again, congratulations on a great year.
Glenn, it's always a pleasure. And I always say this to you, and I really sincerely mean it, is that I appreciate that your passion for the game and your passion for growing the game in the city. We just want to keep rolling.
Please see my producer, Mr. Jose Partida, on the way out. He's got a $100
bill
for you.
Is it an envelope or is it the handshake?
In a case of wonderful Merlot for you. No, actually Bud Light.
Yeah.
Let me get this right. Matt, thanks for coming.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. That's Matt Jordan. We love that he came in studio here. We'll be looking forward to getting him back in as we get the, believe it or not, closer to the MLS season, which is, I believe, less than 3 months away. Hard to believe that. Hey, soccer fans, Kings Court, the place to be. 903 Hutchins, kingscourttx.com. Go down there, say hello to Jay. Great pub food, 13 TVs, La Liga, Champions League, you name it, they have it down there. Get down to the Kings Court. Time now for the Carlsberg Team of the Week. Carlsberg, probably the best beer in the world. Now, Denmark's going to the World Cup. It's a great story. Danish beer, Denmark, it's a great fit. Carlsberg, probably the best beer in the world. And our thanks to Carlsberg and Clay Cavillion, a huge Liverpool fan. If you want the best when it comes to an Irish pub, well, get over to 5555 Morningside in West University. The Irish pub with the Irish feel is the Gorgeous Gale. Football fans, get over there, say hello to Peter. Drive in there, catch all the best football matches, stop in for a pint and a bite. They got great whiskey offerings as well and great pub food. The Gorgeous Gale has an open feel, outdoor patio, the place to be, thegorgeousgale.com. It is also home to the Liverpool supporters group here in Houston.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Quick word here for the Kings Court. It's www.kingscourthouston.com. They got 15 TVs down there, 15-foot big screen. You might have been down there with El Batallón watching the Dynamo or the Premier League with the Manchester United, Houston Red Army, or Chelsea supporters group. They've got all the games down there, though. Premier League, MLS, La Liga, 903 Hutchins Street, rooftop patio, kingscourthouston.com. Get down there, say hello to Jay. It's a great spot. A moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. 713-322-HURT. Bilingual, whether you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, or 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. The Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Call 713-322-HURT or go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law, the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters. And with that, we bring in
Wilmer Cabrera, manager of the Houston Dynamo, got him back into the playoffs for the first time in many years, brought the excitement back to BBVA Compass Stadium. First thing we say, Wilmer, is congratulations on a job well done this year.
Ben, good evening. Thank you very much. Yes, it was a good year for the Houston Dynamo, and we are pleased that we have accomplished a lot of goals, but also we went far from what we were expecting in a lot of aspects, but we're sad that we didn't go all the way to the end.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us after the Dynamo getting all the way to the Western Conference Final would get ousted by Seattle, who would go on to the MLS Cup and get knocked off by Toronto FC. This was a great year, though. I mean, listen, I'm going to say it for you. You were a coach under pressure to turn this thing around here in Houston and get the team in the playoffs. I remember your press conference, and you said the team coming into this season was a little bit sick, and it needed to become healthy. And I'm assuming now you think the team is a lot healthier.
Yes, definitely. We are a little bit better in all aspects. We know that we cannot get comfortable. We're going to try to improve. We're going to try to get better in different positions, different aspects of the team. Because we understand that now expectations are different. They don't expect us to be the surprise. They are waiting for us with, better tools. Everyone is going to be well prepared, and we don't have the surprise factor anymore.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us here on ESPN 97.5. The Dynamo again getting all the way to the Western Conference Final this year, making some moves. I'm going to go right to Albert Elias. How important was it for this franchise to re-sign Albert? Because he really has blossomed here in Houston. And I think a lot of the fans were looking at Albert Elias and saying, the Dynamo got to re-sign him. They got to get it done. And you guys got it done.
Yeah, I think for us and for Albert Elias, it was a very good, signing. Big surprise for a lot of people, but for the ones that we knew that the capabilities, his skills and possibilities, it was just confirming on the field that he was able to do a lot of good things for himself and, of course, for the club. And now we have the possibilities to have him, for the Houston Dynamo as a daily basis as part of the Houston Dynamo. So I think it's a lot of good expectations. How can we help him to improve? Because he's 20 years old, 21 years old. So when you're 21 years old with those possibilities, you have the possibility to grow and to get better. So that is important and excited.
Wilmer, the fact that Elise, Kyoto, Boniac, not that we're happy for this. They didn't go to the World Cup. They obviously just failed at the final hurdle to go to the World Cup. But in some ways, the good news is you may not have all the problems with those guys going off internationally and doing all that extra travel. So I have to think that could be a real positive in 2018.
It is. Of course, it is sad for them because their dream is to be in the World Cup. But for their possibilities to perform better, to be more stable and fitter with the team, and avoiding all those, traveling and getting tired and getting sick and all those aspects, it's going to be better for them. And it's going to be, of course, if it's better for them, it's going to be beneficial for the Houston Dynamo.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us here after the wonderful Dynamo season this year. If you didn't get down to BBVA Compass Stadium, the entertainment value was definitely high. Look, Wilmer, I know you want to win soccer games, and a lot of the judgment is on winning, but the fan these days, they love entertainment, and the type of players you brought in did bring just wonderful moments of entertainment and individual moments and a level of unpredictability that I think made it really, really exciting. I mean, you'd go to the stadium and you might say to yourself, something different could really happen here with these different individuals on the Dynamo.
Yes, it is important to create that kind of environment. And And the fact that we have a lot of players with that kind of mentality, looking to score goals, attacking mentality, it is important. It is fun, but also it creates competition, and also it is difficult to manage for the opponents. So hopefully we continue improving in all aspects. We need to get better in all the other different aspects. But the fact that we have a core group coming back with that mentality, it makes us dream that we can continue having fun, enjoying our home games, and trying to look for good results and goals every time we play.
You know, it was fun this year, and I'm just saying this from a personal standpoint as a commentator. We could never really predict your lineup. You had this rotation policy that you implemented. I'm sure some of it was because of people traveling and injury, but a lot of it was because you were really trying to engage an entire roster consistently. I have to think that's a difficult thing to do, though. How hard is it to keep people happy in that situation, and how much messaging do you have to do to your players, reminding them about the rotation policy? Because I'm sure guys got in their cars after games not playing, not happy, but still respectful of the whole situation.
Yes, it's, of course, at the beginning it's more difficult to manage, but they were very professional. And they understood, but the things that made more easier path was the fact that we were winning. So when you win, no one can say anything. And every time we were doing rotations and we were getting good results, no one was able to complain. And at the end, everyone was, accepting the fact that the team had to make changes. We have different lineups, and we weren't changing our mentality to play. So it was good. At the end, everyone felt important. Everyone felt appreciated. Everyone felt part of the team, and the team was used to, and everyone was used to the changes, but with a good level, and created a competitiveness internally, but also they were very united in all aspects, because everyone felt important.
Wilmer, the team obviously needed time to gel and come together in the chemistry. I mean, we didn't expect the team to be hitting all cylinders from the start, but you did get off to a great start result-wise. You did have some balance issues, not that it didn't make it exciting, but you did have some balance issues between attacking and defending early. You were a higher pressing team maybe in the beginning of the year. You evolved into different things throughout the year. At the end of the year, you were really getting it done really basically because of being such a very good collective defending team. How much evolution and how much differing types of attitudes the teams have to have in Major League Soccer to survive? Because we have never seen here in Houston a team that has evolved that differently, with different shapes, with different games pressuring in different areas. It's been pretty much a straightforward 4-4-2 over all the years.
Just different type of lineups help us to, we have to evolve. And today's soccer, we have to evolve and we have to adapt. It's not about only one system. It's about what is the best for the team and what is the best possibility for the players that we have available. And sometimes we have available, the best formation for us was the 4-3-3. Sometimes was 4-2-3-1. Sometimes was 4-4-2. Or even within the game, we have to, defensively, we have to use this one, and offensively, we have to use another one, because it was necessary. I think it's just part of how we need to evolve as a club, and our players need to understand that it's not just one formation, it's not just one tactical formation. It's just too many throughout the game, but at least you have discipline and understand your concepts it's going to be the team. It's going to be fine, and the players, they're going to look good.
Tomas Martinez, I guess he looks to us as a traditional number 10 on the outside, a guy who needs a lot of the ball. I noticed he got a little frustrated at the end of the year, maybe as that type of player who really wants the ball at his feet. Is there some thought in your mind next year as to how you get him on the ball more in the final third of the field and in areas where he can use that great creativity and vision and range of passing?
Well, he's adapting to the league. He's adapting to the team. He was new to all this, and he's doing well. But we need to understand as the game and as the season progresses, or was progressing, everyone is studying everyone else, and he was in surprises. And everyone was more tight and more difficult. It's not like we're going to continue doing the same things. Everyone gets tight. Everyone studies. Everyone tries to be more careful about everything and about the details. So I think it's just adapting to the league. It's getting stronger, getting better team and understanding of each other, and try to be sure when we play, we are getting better in possession and we are getting to know each other much better.
Now, you stated, you know, obviously that the resources aren't here and we just see this crazy spending, people taking all the targeted allocation money, and there's $2.8 million now available, and we've seen the success the big money teams are having. How challenging is this in all honesty, how challenging is it going to be in the future here, seeing the direction that about a half a dozen of the big spending teams are moving in?
Yes, definitely. You know, we need to. We are moving in that direction, and if we want to be competitive enough, we have to continue growing. We don't need to grow at the same or invest at the same amount of money that Atlanta United is going to spend, or New York City, or Seattle, or LAFC. That's understandable. But we need to spend money and we need to invest, because the only way to be competitive is if we bring talented players and if we bring quality on the field. That's the only way to be competitive. And, you know, and we have to be creative. We have to understand that we're not going to spend a huge amount of money like Atlanta and NACBE, because we cannot afford to do that. But definitely, I found that our ownership group, they are willing to spend accordingly, and they are willing to invest accordingly. And today we can say, okay, we have a very, very big investment bringing Albert Elise. So they've been supporting us, and they've been trying to invest. They know, and we all know that we need to increase our possibilities, and we need to get better in talented, if we want to be competitive for the 2018 MLS season.
Does that mean when you guys make choices on players, you guys don't have as much room to not get it right, I would say, right? I mean, you guys really have to, when you make these decisions, they have to be well thought out, and they have to be decisions that are made that you don't have as much wiggle room to make a mistake, I would say, than maybe some of these teams with larger investment.
Yes, definitely, because you know, when you have more money, you are willing to spend, and when you have a lot of money to spend, you spend and no problem. But when you don't have too much money, every time you spend, you're careful to spend it correctly. And at the end, it's better to spend the way we do it, because we analyze, we take time, and we are very due diligence with our resources, and we just take care of that. And it is important, and we work together very hard to try to be sure that every time we're going to bring a player, the player is it's going to give us what we are expecting, and it's improving our roster.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us. Last question. We'll let you go, Wilmer, and thank you very much, as always, for your time. You mentioned it. Teams are studying each other. They end up knowing all the strengths and weaknesses. They really have an understanding of opponents in Major League Soccer. How does this team next year take a step forward? What is most important for this team to take a step forward and just make sure it doesn't become predictable to opponents in this league?
Yes, we know each other a little bit better. We have a core group where we're going to be back, and now it's easier to move forward. It's easier to implement new things. It is easier to work on other things that we haven't worked because it was the steps, they were A, B, and C. And now we know each other. We know what we like. We have done A, B, and C. Maybe we can move to the next steps, and then we can start pushing from the beginning a little bit more, so we can adjust quicker to what we need to accomplish if we want to be more competitive against the other teams.
Wilmer, happy holidays to you and your family. Congratulations on an outstanding season, getting the Dynamo into the playoffs for the first time in a number of years. As always, we thank you very much for coming on the show. I hope you have an opportunity to get a little bit of rest, but I know the work doesn't stop for you.
Thank you very much, Glenn. I really appreciate your support and all the fans. I wish the whole Houston fans and city happy holidays, and we really appreciate their support, because we've been feeling their support in all aspects. And we are working with the mentality that the next year we want to bring the Houston Dynamo, the fans, the city, even more. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be tougher, no doubt about it. But we're going to prepare ourselves the best way possible to continue with a good performance and to continue bringing fun and happiness to the city, because it is fun to be with the Houston Dynamo, and it is fun to go to the stadium and play for the Houston Dynamo and work with the Houston Dynamo.
Wilmer, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Okay, bye.
All right, that's Wilmer Cabrera, manager of the Houston Dynamo. Into the playoffs this year, got all the way to the Western Conference Final. Hey, by the way, right now, DJ Sun Music Pick of the Week, brought to you by theflathouston.com. That's the flat over in the Montrose area. This is a really cool spot. It's home of Houston's best frozen mojito. They have all kinds of local, national, international DJs coming through. It's a great vibe over there. They got an outdoor porch area. Theflathouston.com. And the pick this week from my good friend DJ Sun, who, by the way, he DJs over there as well. He's a huge soccer fan. He's always up on the Dutch Eredivisie. His pick this week, Outside the Comfort Zone by the group The Free Radicals. That's the DJ Sun Music Pick of the Week, Outside the Comfort Zone by The Free Radicals. TheFlatHouston.com, home of Houston's best frozen mojito. A moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. Bilingual, whether you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial construction, plant, refinery, or 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Call 713-322-HURT. Or go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.